Don't talk about my issues, then I'm exposing no lies. All we have to do is keep up appearances. The last couple of months have been unsettling, but I don't want to worry my wife or burden her with my concerns. I'm convinced that a few more months is all I need to get back to some sort of normality, and a few more weeks maybe at keeping up this lie. We're already at the beginning of autumn, and it's only 3 months until Christmas. That's going to be another expense we could do without. "Did you get a good night's sleep?" I ask my wife as I hear her footsteps coming down the stairs. "I don't think Daniel woke up again in the night, did he?" Jenny yawns without even responding or acknowledging my question. She is wrapping the dressing gown belt around her waist. I've made her breakfast to show how apologetic I am for how tense I've been with her lately. Work has been plain on my mind, and it's not like she will understand. She has enough on her plate with Daniel. "I see you've cooked his breakfast and got him up and ready this morning," Jenny replies, giving me that same soft smile that made me fall in love with her. "That's a nice surprise in itself. He woke up about 3-ish, but managed to eventually drop back off. I was going to surprise you with breakfast in bed this morning, but you've woken up too early," I say, thinking of ways to encourage her to get back up those stairs. "Why don't you go back to bed and I'll follow you up with the tray? Do you want any coffee or orange juice to go with it?" Jenny sighs, but I see another smile trying to work its way out in my direction. She can tell I'm trying to make amends for snapping at her yesterday. I don't want to explain my whereabouts when I walk through the door at the end of the day. If I'm late home, it's because I've been working late in the office. It doesn't need an explanation. "I'm up out of bed now, so I might as well stay down here," she replies. "Thanks for breakfast. What a lovely treat. And I'll have an orange juice, thanks, if you don't mind." I present Jenny her breakfast at the table. Scrambled eggs on toast, just how she likes them. And in that brief moment, I hear the postman pushing the letters through the letterbox. I know exactly what documents I've been expecting, but I need to get to the post before Jenny does. She was meant to have still been in bed, but at least she made her way through to the kitchen after the mail had hit the floor. She's never normally up this early, and I don't want her to get to the post before me. Daniel is sat on the chair playing with the plastic spoon he should be eating his soft-boiled egg with. The toast soldiers have been smudged around the plate a few times, but this is his usual routine before eventually eating them one by one. All I want to do is run towards the front door, collect the post, and head out. I doubt it will be that straightforward now she's downstairs. "I love you," I say. "I hope you enjoy your breakfast. Daniel seems to be enjoying his by the mess he's making." "I love you too," Jenny replies. "It looks great. I'm starving. I didn't manage to eat very much yesterday. I spent most of the evening on the phone to Lizzie, stressing about changes at work. Once she gets going, you know how difficult it is to shut her up." Jenny doesn't suspect anything. I laugh at her quip about Lizzie. Thankfully, she seems to be in a better mood this morning. "Sorry I was late home last night," I reply. "Needed to tie a few loose ends up in the office. Deadlines, you know how it is." I watch my wife and son eat their breakfasts, but I'm too on edge to eat anything myself. I'll grab some breakfast biscuits later in the morning. I've been stressed about the post arriving on time. I was not leaving the house without it. At least once a month I have to go through this tension in case Jenny sees the damage. I've got backup plans and excuses coming out of my ears. As of yet, I've not had to use any of them. "Daniel, stop playing with your food and eat it, please," I hear Jenny say. "Do you want to go to the park later with Nanny and Mummy?" "Nanny? You didn't tell me my mother was coming over," I say, walking through the hallway to pick up the post. "Reminds me, I need to catch up with her, and Dad too. Tell her that I'll pop round in a few days, or maybe we can all go over together one evening." "She's only coming over to pay Daniel a visit. You know how much she spoils him," Jenny replies. "And how overbearing she can be, telling me what's best for Daniel. Why don't you go round or give her a call without me? Give me a break."